This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Chagiga. Tonight's Daf is Daf Vav Amad Beis. So Gemara brought a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the karbanis that were brought on Har Sinai. It says that at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael brought carbon oilis. So the question is, what kind of carbon was that? Was that a carbon ria? And that is the opinion of Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai says it was a carbon oilas ria. And Beis Hillel says no, because Beis Hillel says that was a oilas tamid. Right? The Gemara says that Beis Hillel held that the carbon, Beis Hillel said that there's a machloikis about oilas ria and Shammai Chagiga, which one costs two and which one costs one. So Beis Shammai says oilas ria, it costs two, Chagiga is one, for two reasons. First of all, the ria is kula legavaya, and furthermore, on Shavuos, the Torah is marbe ba'oila more than shlomim. Beis Hillel says, no, the Re'iyah is one and the Chagigah is two, because Chagigah yeshna lefnei hadibor, because before Matan Torah they brought shlomim, like the Pasuk says, Yishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara asks on Beis Hillel, because not only did they bring Shlomim, but they brought Oilos also. So Beis Hillel says the Oilos they brought was a carbon tamid. Beis Shammai says no, the Oilos they brought was Oilas Re'iyah. So based on that, the Gemara brought three Tanoim, there are three viewpoints that it was an Oilas Re'iyah, and three viewpoints that it was an Oilas tamid. Let's start from there. Amar Abaye. Beis Shammai, we're on Vav Amar Aleph, about eight lines up. Amar Abaye, Beis Shammai v'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, Kula Svirulahu, Oila Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, Oila Sriya Havai. Abaye says that Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shmuel, they all hold the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Oila Sriya. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef Haglili, they all hold the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Oila Tamid. Says Gemara, Beis Shammai, Hoda Amram. Beis Shammai, that which we said, that Beis Shammai holds, the oil that was brought at Har Sinai was an oilas ria, and based on that, Beis Shammai holds that oilas ria is more chashuv than Shammai Chagiga. Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. We know there's a concept that Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, but another revelation took place in the Oil Moed. So how do we understand that? We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, Klolois Nemru B'Sinai. The generalities were taught at Sinai, Upratois V'Oil Moed. And the details were taught at the Oyal Moed. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu learned general concepts without the specifics, and then the Oyal Moed, Hashem taught him the specifics. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, "Upratos ba'Oyal Moed, Mishahukam ha-Mishkan, once the Mishkan was erected, the Diber Imai me'alak ha-paroiches, and Hashem spoke to him from upon the kapiras." The Bach says, "Sham pirish le'ha kasov." There the Torah was explained to him. Kedachsiva yikra al moish vayidab Hashem love my oil moyed lemar uvesefer taras kainim dahainu vayikra nesparshu kol halachas carbon b'chein dvarim harbe. In other words, on Har Sinai Hashem told Moshe there's something called a carbon, and in the oil moyed Hashem was masber to Moshe what the laws of the carbonos were. But Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, klalois upratois nemru b'Sinai, the generalities and the details were taught at Sinai, v'nishnu ba'ayal mayed, and they were repeated in the Tent of Meeting, v'nishtalshu ba'arvay smayev, and they were thrice repeated in the ayal mayed. In other words, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that everything was taught on Har Sinai. You can't say, in other words, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, heaven forbid to say that, there were things that Moshe wasn't taught on Har Sinai and had to be explained later. Everything was taught on Har Sinai. It was reviewed in the Oyal Moed, and it was thrice repeated in Arba Yismayav. Right? We once spoke out, the Levush says, the reasoning of Mavr Sedra, twice the Pasuk and the third time the Targum, is basically to commemorate the three times the Torah was given on Sinai, in the Oyal Moed, and Arba Yismayav. Okay, but bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the generalities were taught on Sinai, and the details were explained 10 months later. In other words, the Torah was given on What? On Vav Sivan? And then, when was the Oil Moed put up? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Really, it was ready on Chanukah, but Hashem delayed it until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Hashem paid Chanukah back with the Yom Tov we have today, hence the menorah and the dreidels and the begadim that we wear, l'kavod Chanukah. So the question is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, basically the generalities were taught on at Har Sinai, and the details were taught 10 months later. In fact, the Gemara of Yisakadaitach Oila Shekrivo Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Tamid Havai. If you're going to say the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar at Har Sinai was an Oilas Tamid, now at that point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the details of the Oilas Tamid because it took 10 months until Hashem explained to him the details. Now, one of the details of Oilas Tamid is Hefshif and Ituach. It has to be skinned and sliced. Is it possible that there's something to make kara loy boy hefshet that at first it did not need skinning v'nituach and cutting l'vasoif boy hefshet v'nituach and then ultimately it did? It's not according to Rabbi Shmuel. How do you explain the phenomenon that if you're going to say the oila they brought on Har Sinai was an oilas tamid, that means they didn't do it with all b'chol pratel and they didn't start doing the pratel until 10 months later? How could such a thing be? Rashi says v'sakadai tach oilas Sinai oilas tamid havoi. And still, v'chayvas hadoy rois mi pihagvura, and it's an obligation for all generations from God. Is there something? It must be the oil they brought at Har Sinai was not an oilas tamid; it was an oilas ri'ia.
We say that the aves were mekayim kolatayr kula before Matan Torah.
Right.
There's no way they could.
But that they did as a discretionary. But here, once the Torah was given, it was obligatory. So you're going to say it was performed in one manner for the first 10 months, and then in another manner 10 months later. But I guess you could ask about anything. Like, what do they do for tefillin? That means they just wore general tefillin for the first 10 months, and afterwards they you could really ask this kasha on any mitzvah. But Tosfos asks, Oilas Ria also needs Hefshet v'nituach. So even if you're going to say it's an Oilas Ria, how is that any better? That you're going to tell me they brought Oilas Ria without skinning and cutting it, and then 10 months later they skinned and cut it? Tosfos says, top Tosfos, Mi'ikomidim ikalai bai Hefshet, Dafka komiboy le mishum, De'ikar Hefshet ksiv begufe. Avo me Oilas Ria, afagav de emesu de tuna Hefshet, loy kasha midi, kivan delav begufe ksiv. By the Oilas Ria, it doesn't say in the Parsha of Oilas Ria, it needs Hefshet v'nituach. So even though it does, it's okay that they didn't perform it that way for 10 months and only later they did. But by Oilas Tamid, where it says it in the Parsha that you, v'nitach oisol n'zacha, that it has to be skinned and cut, so it's not mistaber that they performed it in a way contrary to what it says explicitly in the Torah. That's how Tosfos learns the Kasha. Others, I believe, say that even if you say it was an Oilas Ria, it was not an obligatory Oilas Ria, it was a discretionary Oilas Ria, and therefore it's okay if they did it without Hefshet v'nituach. Okay, but this is the Kasha. So must be, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Beis Shammai, that the Oila they brought at Har Sinai was not an Oilas Tamid, but rather was an Oilas
Ria.
Very good. And what about Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar also holds that it was an Oilas Ria. The Tanya Oilas Tamid Rasu Ya Behar Sinai. The Oilas Tamid that was performed on Har Sinai. Rabbi Lazar Omer Me'asiyo Nemra B'Sinai. The performance was set on Har Sinai. V'Atzma Lo Kavra, but it itself was not brought. Rabbi Lazar learns Oilas Tamid Rasu Ya Behar Sinai is teaching it was taught how to make it on Har Sinai, but it was not actually brought. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that the oila that was on Har Sinai was an oilas re'iyah and not an oilas tamid. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, karva. The oilas tamid was brought. V'shuv lo paska. Once it was brought, it did not stop being brought. So Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Akiva is going to be like the opinion of Beis Hillel, that the oila they had brought on Har Sinai was an oilas tamid. There's a pasuk in Amos, Hazavachim u'mincha higashtem li b'midbar. Did you bring me sacrifices and meal offerings in the midbar? Arbam shana b'is Yisrael. Did you bring these offerings in the midbar? Did you bring these offerings in the Midbar?
Did they bring any offerings in the Midbar?
Meaning there's a question, did you bring these offerings in the Midbar? Says the but according to Rabbi Akiva, they did. They brought the Karban Tamid. Because he said they started bringing the Tamid and they didn't stop. Says Rashi, Umani Mekayim Hazvacha Memincha Higashim Amidra Lashon Tema Mashon Shalek Rivu Lefi Shenazufin Hayu. It's Masha, they didn't bring Karbanos because they were in Cherem. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Akiva says they brought the Karban Tamid. Says Gemara, yeah, Shivtai Shalevi Shalek Avda Avedazara Hein Hikrivu Aysa. Shevet Levi brought the Karban Tamid from their own possessions, but Klal Yisrael in fact did not bring Karbanos because they were Benazifa, they were in Cherem. Now if you remember, there's a Masechta called Moed Katan, a little Masechta, and on Daf Tezvav the Gemara talks about the status of the Jewish people in the desert.
The Gemara says you can't bring a Raya from the Dorot.
Right, and what were they considered in the desert? The Gemara says they were considered what? They were considered menuda. They were considered in cherem. But even though they were considered in cherem, they still brought karbanos.
Either a chumah or a kula, whether you can bring a raya from.
Look, the Gemara says avel ein mishalach karbanos. Avel ein mishalach karbanos of the Tanya of Shimon Amish Shlomim bezman shu shalem v'loy bezman shehu einen. Menuda ma'u sheyishach karbanos. And Rabbi Yosef Tashma kolos and shem shayusam amirar menudin hayu v'shalchu karbanosayim. Amar le'abar v'du menudu shemayim shani dekil kil. Ayv amir chomer sefuki misafkalei u'madchilei. You could go either way. Right. But the bottom line is the Gemara said they brought karbanos in the Midmar, not just Shevet Levi.
Everybody.
Everyone. So that's the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, who has the stira between the Gemara and Moed Katan.
Unless Moed Katan was referring to the Shevet Levi.
You want to say Moed Katan. But then what's the Gemara saying? That they brought their karbanos. But if that's referring to Shevet Levi, they were not menuda. So that means the Gemara is assuming even those who were menuda sent karbanos. So it could be they sent...
They sent karbanos through Shevet Levi.
Okay, we have to. That's the kasha. That's a good kasha, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based now, now we're gonna bring. We just brought three opinions that the oila that was brought in the midbar was the oila sriya, and they are Beis Shammai, Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Yishmael. They all hold it was oila sriya. Beis Shammai, like we said, Rebbe Lazar. Only the Karban Tamid was taught, but it wasn't brought. And Rabbi Yossi, and what? And Rabbi Shmuel, that the protos weren't given yet. So how could they have brought the Karban Tamid without the protos? Beis Hillel had the Amrin. Rabbi Akiva hanami the Amrin. We just said Rabbi Akiva says they brought the Karban Tamid. Rabbi Yossi Aglili the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amrin. Sholosh mitzvahs and salvi so ba loisim regel. There are three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael is commanded when they're oile regel. Ria, Oilas Ria, Vichagiga, Visimcha, Oilas Ria, Shame Chagiga, and Simcha. Yesh Beria Shein Bishtein. There is something about Oilas Ria that is not in the other two. Vyesh Bechagiga Shein Bishtein. There's something about the Shame Chagiga that's not in the other two. Yesh Besimcha Shein Bishtein. There is something about the Shame Simcha that's not in the other two. Yesh b'riya she'en b'shtehen shehariya oila kula l'gavaya. Oila sriya is completely consumed on high. It's burnt completely for God. Ma she'en ken b'shtehen, as opposed to the shalmei chagiga, ye'eat it. Shalmei simcha, ye'eat it. Yesh chagiga ma she'en b'shtehen shechagiga yashna lefnei hadibar. The shalmei chagiga was brought before Har Sinai. Rashi says, the shlamim that the Bechayros brought, they brought as Shalmei Chagiga. Now, Shalmei Chagiga, they brought as Shlomim. What do you mean Shalmei Chagiga? No, it was a Chagiga. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to go to the Midbar, V'yachaygu li ba-Midbar. We're going to celebrate. So even though Har Sinai wasn't a Yom Tif, it was a Yom Tif. It's interesting. Beis Shammai says you brought Oilas Riyah on Har Sinai. Beis Hillel says you bring Shammai Chagiga on Har Sinai. It's very interesting how Matan Torah had certain karbonos, Sai according to Beis Hillel and Sai according to Beis Shammai of Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says they brought Oilas Riyah. There was like a, it was like a Yom Tov to go to Har Sinai. Beis Hillel said it was Shammai Chagiga.
Why isn't there a machlokes with about the Shalmei Simcha? How much does that have to be? How much does that carbon have to be?
I don't know. Shalmei Simcha?
The machlok is only the...
The whole machlok is very interesting because based on what does it have to have a value? Are there... You know, where does this
there's
come
three
from?
Three that we need to bring. Not
true.
Three,
but where do they get one and two? Maybe one and 125, one and 150? Like, what's... I think we still need more evidence here. You know, we know one is costs more, but, like, where do we get these denominations of? I think we have to see further. So, yesh b'chagiga, that a chagiga is yesh l'fnei adibur. Now, that means, according to Beis Hillel, there is no shalmei simcha before Kabbalah Satara. That's, yeah, of course. And there's also no... Oilas Riyah, right? So this is Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, and he was learning that the Oila must then have been Oilas Tamid, right? Yesh b'simcha mashen g'mashen shas simcha neheges v'anashem v'anashem. Both men and women have to have the shalmei simcha mashen kem b'shneihem. Why women? D'chsev v'samachta ata u'beisecha.
You said that before.
What?
You said that before, that they had to come up.
Right. As opposed to, women do not have to partake in the Oilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagiga because of their Aseh Shazman Grama. So we have Beis Hillel, we have Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Shmuel, my time alone, Mukmasol Kebe Shammai. Now let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel for a moment. We said Rabbi Shmuel cannot hold like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shmuel has to hold the Oila was an Oilas. An Oilas Riyah, right? That Rabbi Shmuel has to hold it's a Oilas Riyah, because if it was an Oilas Tamid, how could it be that they did it beklalos and they didn't do the protos until later? My time in the Muslim Vishami, Isa, because we said Isa Kadaitach Oilas Shakribi Sabamir Oilas Tamid Abai, if you're going to say it was an Oilas Tamid, Miikamidi, we ask, is there anything to make Kara Loibai Hapshin? Then in the beginning, we don't need to skin it. We don't need to cut it. In the end, you need to skin it and cut it. That was the question. So now the Gemara is saying, what kind of question is that? But Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is of the opinion. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is of the opinion that the Oila that they had originally was an Oilas Tamid. How do we know that? Because he said only the Shalmei Chagiga was lifnei hadibur, not the Oilas Riyah. So he held it was an Oilas Tamid. And may Karla b'yavshim tuach l'vsoi b'yavshim tuach. And he taka holds in the beginning it didn't need to be skinned and cut, and the end it does. How do we know he holds that? The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glil Oimer Oilas Shekriva Yisob in Midbar Eino tuna hefshin v'tuach. Why? Because l'fisha ein hefshit v'intuach ela ma'oil ma'ir ve'elach. We know Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is of the opinion that the carbon oil that they brought in the midbar was an oilas tamid, and he says very clearly that even though that hefshit v'intuach was not needed until the oil ma'ir, but it was not required at Har Sinai. So if it's good enough for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, how could you prove conclusively that Rabbi Yishmael holds that the oila was an oilas riyah? I'll tell you really what it was, an oilas tamid. They didn't know about hefshet v'nituach yet, so they didn't know about it yet, and they didn't do it, just like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds they didn't do it. If it's good enough for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, why can't it go good enough for Rabbi Yishmael? So we don't have a raya anymore that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Shammai that the carbon was an oilas riyah. Maybe really it was an oilas tamid. Says Gemara, you're right. Sami mikan Rabbi Yishmael, erase him. No, he's not on the list.
Wow,
he's not on the list. You have no evidence. Bye. Rav Chizda asked the following shayla. Haikra, heichiksev. This pasuk, once we're on the topic of the karbanos of Har Sinai, if you look in the Torah or Hashalim in the third pasuk, the pasuk says, Vayishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael. They sent the lads of b'nei Yisrael. Vaya'alu oilois. They brought karbanos oila. Vayizbuchu zvachim. And they sacrificed sacrifices. Shlamim. Shlamim, Lashem to God, Parim. Is there a chumash here? Can you pass me a chumash, please? That's the pasuk. Now, we have a shaila. How do we read this? Because the word parim is the parim only going on the shlamim, and then the oilos, you would say, thank you, are perhaps kvasim, or is parim going on both the oilos and the shlamim? You hear? You see this? The pasuk says, "Boy Reb Chizda, hay kra hechiksev." This is a pasuk in Shemayis Chav Dalet Hey. Okay, you want me to lay it for you? No problem. I'll lay it for you. You ready? Vayishlach esnarei b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilois esnachta. Pause. Vayizvichu zivachim shlamim ladoinoi parim. Now, after the word ladoi shem is a tipcha. Tipcha is a pause. And then you have parim. So is that word parim going only on the shlamim and then the oilois maybe were sheep? Or is it going on everything and everything was cows? Says the Gemara, do we say, Haikra hechiksev, boy Reb Chizda, Haikra hechiksev, vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayelo es kvasim, vayizvul zuchem shalom Hashem parim, oy dilma aydi v'aydi parim, hava. Let me say that again. Boy Reb Chizda, Haikra hechiksev, how do we read the pasuk? Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayelo oylois. And what were the oilois? We will put in the word kivasim that it doesn't say there in the pasuk, because the word parim is only going on the shlamim. We'll throw in the word kvasim, and then vayizvichu zvachim shalom Hashem, parim is going in the shlamim. Aydilma aydi vaydi parim havo. So Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, who cares what they did? They did what they did. You know, how does that affect my life? Has a nafkamina, I'm going to eat more or less latkes because of whether they brought oilos of parim or oilos of kvasim. What's a nafkamina? Says the Gemara, mar zutra amar lepisik ta'amim. You have to know how to make the trup. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Beneginois. Im taimar shnei minin. If there were kvasim for the oilos and parim for the shlamim, tzarcha atal lipsik atam, we're going to have to stop, we make a stop on the trup, shavayalu oilos, be'asnachta, which by the way we do, k'maysha anukarna, say the way we do it. Vayishlach esna'arei b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilos. Take a deep breath, pause, inhale, and then the pasuk continues. Vayizbechu zivachim shlamim ladeinai parim. That's the second clause. Oy b'zakev katan. And the zakev katan is Vayishlach is narei b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilos. At least the zakev katan is a mini pause. Tam shemavzik hadibur mimashal achrav. Ve'im min echad haya. But if everything was parim, tzarchata lekroisa be'echad mishar tam. You're gonna have to pick a different trap. She'ein mafzikin kagoin pashta oyrevi. So like this, you would have to read it. Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael. In other words, you'd have to continue the, or Vayishlach, it's not Rebbe Yisrael, Vayalu Eilois. In other words, you would not pause. So one nafkamina would be Hadalena. So you say, what's the nafkamina Hadalena? Who cares Hadalena? The answer is whether you're Yoitz or not. The Mishnah Berurah says if you make a Melech into a Masharis, or vice versa, you got to stop the guy. So why don't we do it? Because then we would be here all day. But technically, you know, if somebody botches a trap, then you have to stop him. So that's a nafkamina. Oh,
so if it takes longer, we don't do it. But
we should. Rav Acha Brei de Rava Amar. Here's a nafkamina. A guy who takes a neder and he says, I'm a nader on myself, the kind of oil they brought in the midbar. So you have to know, does he bring a cow or a sheep? You know? Rav Acha Brei de Rava Amar. Lo oimer harei olai oila. I hereby accept upon myself an oila, like the oila Kaiso brought in the midbar. So do you bring parim? My parim havo? Oy kvasim havo? Teku.
So if a person does make a net there, so what does he bring then? He
has to bring. So both. What do you do, Lamaisa?
He has to bring both.
I guess you have to write. Mm-hmm. Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.